Just after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, TV networks started developing shows that dramatized the aftermath. Tonight, the first such drama debuts on the Fox network. Kayville is shot on location in New Orleans, where they've had tough logistical challenges. Reporter Molly Peterson has more.
The K in Kayville is for Katrina, and the storm still haunts Marlon Boulay, a New Orleans cop played by Anthony Anderson. The show opens on a flashback, September 2005, when his partner abandons him. 2 years later, it's still an open wound.
I spent 6 days in Edgewater when you left me.
Hey, I left to make sure that my family was safe. Now, you know that!
You left because you was maxed out and scared.
Oh, man, come on.
Boulay spends the rest of the episode battling a new partner, played by Cole Hauser, and battling crime in the New Orleans. None of the cops are perfect, and as in true life, recovery in Kayville is slow. Series creator, writer Jonathan Lisko, says he knows making entertainment out of a national tragedy is touchy stuff.
I think there is always a sensitivity that one must have when anything happens in a place that changes that place fundamentally.
But Lisko also sees the dramatic potential. He says Fox president Peter Liguori approached him with four words: cop show, New Orleans. Getting cop show swagger down was easy.
Hell, show me some motive. Come on. There's more loose ends than a whorehouse here.
Getting New Orleans right is harder.
Obviously, I tried my best to get in with the NOPD, and they're being wonderful to us now, but just to be fair, at the beginning they were rather skittish to allow us to see inside the inner workings of the NOPD for understandable reasons.
Lisko did SWAT team ride-alongs and visited the trailers still standing in for station houses. The police department loaned the series patrol cars and the Crescent City's real insignia. Lisko says those close ties will bring the show grit. Beyond that, he's been looking for details, nuggets of the city's rich flavor.
I need some gumbo.
Huh?
Gumbo, man, it's what I do when I need to think, okay? Just drive to Ziggy's. They got the best sausage there. Let's go.
Trouble is, when you're invoking something as iconic as New Orleans culture, getting it right means more than just sprinkling in the right words. Here's Lisko.
The point is, what is your intention? And our intention is to definitely go authentic when possible and take dramatic license when necessary.
It helps that 80% of the crew are locals. Location manager Elton Howard grew up in the Ninth Ward, where Kayville cop Marlon Boulay is supposed to live. When it came time to shoot Boulay's house, he chose a place in mid-city instead. Only part because of the Ninth Ward's devastation.
We needed that same architectural feel, but we also needed a front yard because of specific scenes and all, and you really don't get a lot of that in the upper Ninth Ward area.
Howard sits in a hotel room set in a warehouse deep in the Jefferson Parish suburbs. He notes the show's financial benefit, an estimated $13 to $17 million boost to the local economy.
Fox could have easily came here, shot a pilot, come to New Orleans on a monthly basis, shoot some exteriors. So, you know, speaking for myself and a lot of the locals, you know, it's like, hey, let's just all give 110, 20% and keep this series here.
Nearby, on another interior set, two Kayville cops are looking for a suspect.
Two cameras are set, and
actors move around what's styled to look like a young man's apartment. That's Tim Cohn's handiwork. He's the set decorator. He's proud of touches he brings to the project, like the homegrown favorite Make Levees Not War graffitied on an abandoned refrigerator.
What I like best about it is that they're letting me make it dirty, because New Orleans is dirty. It's not so pristine. It's New Orleans right now.
Cohn wasn't living here when Katrina hit, but he had ties. A friend of his drowned in floodwaters. A steady gig with the show let him and his wife move here and support the city. Sure, he says, his buddies laugh. Nobody calls it Kayville. But Cohen thinks New Orleanians will tune in, even just to see where the show gets it wrong.
And at this point, I'll take a little inaccuracy if it wakes up the rest of the country or it lets people know that New Orleans is still here and it's still a mess and we need to not be forgotten. I'll accept the fact that you really can't get from the French Quarter to the West Bank in a block. I'll live with that.
Cohen says news stories aren't making the rest of America care about this place anymore. But he thinks a cop show, with enough viewers, might. For NPR News, I'm Molly Peterson in New Orleans.
Coming up on the program, a review of the new CD by Joe Henry. It's called Civilians.